Supermarcy.com was lucky enough to get the opportunity to interview Sam Jones, aka Flash Gordon, at Supernova Expo in 2013. So sit back, relax, and listen to Sam Jones as he chats to one of our contributors, Daniel McIntosh.
Well, thank you, Sam, for making your way down to Australia to visit us. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'd just like to ask you, what brought you to the role of Flash Gordon?
Oh, I think that was 1979. Actually started in 78. So a lot of auditioning. You know, I just went in to audition for Dino De Laurentiis and went through the whole process. Casting directors, writers, and then Dino De Laurentiis. It went on and on for probably a couple of months. He was looking at a lot of actors. And finally, they flew me to London with other actors and for the old Hollywood-style screen testing. And I think 30 days later, I got the part.
Oh, fantastic. So is there anything special about the character that drew you to that role?
Well, I was hired to do it. I wasn't really drawn to it. You know, no, just the fact that he was... You know, an icon. Oh, thank you very much. Hey, see, that's ginger tea. That's supposed to help my voice that I just lost.
The Hoff just delivered some tea to Sam Jones.
Ginger tea. Wow.
Okay.
Hey, it sounds better already. Look at that. That's wonderful.
Sound fantastic.
So, what was your fondest memory about making the movie?
Oh, my gosh. It was just you know, we really didn't have a whole lot of time to enjoy it because of the work. But the fact that I was able to, was put in a position, it was a blessing to be put into a position to be working with some iconic actors and legends in the business. And the fact that Dino De Laurentiis gave me this big opportunity that opened up a lot of doors for me.
Fantastic. Okay, let's move on to The Highwayman. As a kid, I loved that because you had the helicopter which came out of the truck.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a short run. Could you explain sort of what happened with that at the time?
Oh, no, it was a blessing. That's just how it happens sometimes. You know, you can't take it personal because you have so many different bosses and authority above you. You have the network, the studio, the producers, the writers. So you just don't take that stuff personal.
Okay, fantastic. One last question. Okay, we have to ask the obligatory TED question. How did you feel when they said, hey, Sam, we'd like to do this thing about Flash Gordon and TED, and would you like to be involved?
Yeah, he called me. I said, who's this? He said, Seth MacFarlane. I said, who are you and how do you get my number? He laughed, I laughed. And evidently, when he was 9 years old, he was a big fan of Flash Gordon. That's when he saw the movie. And he said it really inspired him to be a creative guy. So he called me and said, hey, I got this script. Let's do it. I read it. We got together, and it worked out great.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us, Sam.
Okay.
And keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you both for that.
What's that?
So thank you both for
Your
lovely volunteer. And
anytime.
You look pretty.
I hope you enjoyed the wonderful interview. Many thanks to Sam Jones for letting us have a chat to him. And thanks to Daniel for conducting the interview. And a special big thank you to Lionel for setting it all up.